If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First hour in the books with the youngest and Charles and L. Willingham as we take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to. Appreciate all of the activity on the phones and on Twitter throughout the first hour of the show. If you want to get at me off air, it's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We will talk. Oh, my gosh. We will talk NBA playoffs. Ben, I don't know what. You know, they're always listening. When I say they, you know who I'm talking about. Big Brother. Someone on Twitter, after you came in here and made the ridiculous comment that you made earlier about James Harden, the guard that's better than Dwayne Wade, the guard that's first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best scorers of all time, that guy.
I'm listening.
I'm reading a tweet here, and it's probably a parody account based off of the profile picture being O.J. Simpson with the glove on at the stand. It says, part of Harden's issue is his lack of a family. If he had to look at his wife and kids in the face after playoff games, I promise he wouldn't go out so sad this often. Damn. Cruel world. Cruel world. He doesn't have it. Okay. He has a family. The way it was worded was just so cynical. He does have a family. He's just a bachelor. There's nothing wrong with being a bachelor. He is a bucket-getting, left-handed bachelor. He didn't play well last night in game number 7 as the Clippers got boat raced on the road by the Denver Nuggets, who all of a sudden have a pulse after the most shocking in-season firing of the 2000s. They now look like a legit juggernaut in the Western Conference. We will talk all things NBA postseason as we roll throughout the show here, but
I'm ready to get educated by you, Linnell, because I came in with fighting words.
About James Harden. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
But that's the beauty of the sports radio stuff that I'm willing to listen to. I want to hear what you have to say because I've seen this story a lot of times. I have my opinions on it, and I understand that he is a Hall of Fame level talent basketball player. He has certainly.
I feel like you're shortchanging him the way you introduced him. First ballot Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It's not even a question.
Not a question. I agree with that. However, he just makes me mad, okay? He just does. But.
I hear that.
I'm going to listen to you talk about yesterday's game because I didn't watch it, so what do I know?
Well, it goes how it normally goes for Harden in elimination games. So you'd have to watch to know what happened.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. Across my timeline right now is, I don't know if you remember the Russell Westbrook era here in D.C.
How could I forget it?
He had such a problem with every rim in every arena. He had some of the most powerful dunks that you will ever. His best years of his career were here. That 2-year stretch that he was here, was it 2 years or was it 1 year?
It might have been like 1.5.
A year and a half. That year and a half stretch that he was here, I'm looking at highlights right now, and he is just abusing the rim. And it's crazy because like he's catching bodies with it as well. Like it's not like they're just fast break dunks.
That was such a polarizing era, though, because I remember when the news broke, I was working at my first job in high school at a Jersey Mike's in the Kentlands. I'm sure
you live in a sub above, were you?
You probably been over there.
Yeah, I have. Mike's Way is the only way.
That's the only way. But when I got the news that John Wall was being traded for Russell Westbrook, it broke. I had to step out of the store. I was like, what is happening?
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, the first couple weeks, everyone, I think, kind of wanted to hate Westbrook because everyone was upset that the John Wall era was done, and we could kind of get a sense that the franchise maybe was going to tread water a little bit, if not move backwards, which it eventually did. It probably should have just started rebuilding back
right
then.
Right then and there.
But then he had some really exciting couple weeks of basketball, the play-in era, although I'm not a huge fan of the play-in.
And I love it. Oh, Ben, that's such a bad take. It brings excitement to the teams that wouldn't normally have it.
For a Wizards fan,
you should love it.
It brings false hope.
Well, that's true.
That's why I don't like it.
Because I remember we won the play-in tournament. And then we had, I think it was Philadelphia.
We got a gentleman sweep because Westbrook clutched up in game four something like that. I don't even know.
First of all, Russell Westbrook is probably the most disrespected athlete maybe in the history of the NBA.
Brody's him. He's one of the greats. He's such a great player, and I admire the way he competes, too.
Yes, I do as well. Anybody that doesn't think, and I got some audio for you that we'll play as we lead into James Harden. Anyone that doesn't think Russell Westbrook is a good basketball player, you don't know basketball. And I hate doing that bit where, like, I'm the sports radio host guy, though, so I'm way smarter than you, though. I hate doing that bit. I do. But if you think Russell Westbrook's not that guy, you're tripping. We will get into the NBA as we got a Game 7 on tap tonight in Houston as the Rockets and Warriors set the lock horns. Game number 7 of that 2-7 matchup in the Western Conference. We also get the second round of the playoffs. Attaboy! There we go. I said, there we go, attaboy. I said, attaboy. Is what that came out as. We do get the second round of the NBA playoffs getting underway later this evening as well. Pacers and Cavs. Very intriguing series to me, if I'm being honest. Pacers and Cavs is a super intriguing series to me because these two teams, I think, are very evenly matched. Since January the 1st, you said you want to learn something, Strobes. Here you go. Since January the 1st, the Cavs are 35-14. The Pacers are 34-14. So you want to talk about a doozy that we're about to have in the second round? Cavs and Pacers should be a good one. If you're looking to sprinkle a few shekels on the game, if you're looking to splash some cash, so to speak, I like the Pacers tonight. I don't think there's anyone in Cleveland's backcourt, meaning Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, who is their Tyrese Halliburton stopper? That's what I wonder about for Cleveland. Who stops Tyrese Halliburton? Because he was having his way in that opening round of the postseason. It's not going to be Max Strus. I tell you that much, right? Dean Wade, give me a break. DeAndre Hunter, maybe. But the bottom line is this. I think it'll be a super competitive contest. I'm expecting fireworks. Two teams that, honestly, I would say are severely underrated. When you talk about Indiana and Cleveland, despite Cleveland being the number one seed in all of the Eastern Conference. So super, duper, 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 duper excited about that coming up later on tonight. I mentioned I wanted to get into the Washington Commanders. We will do so coming up here momentarily. We're about, and I got to check the calendar here real quick because it's almost time for your boy to RSVP, because it is almost that time for the old Washington Commanders to get back on the practice field. So super duper excited for that. Rookie minicamp coming up sooner rather than later. And here's the old email in the old email. Here's the old email in the old email. I got to get it together. Rookie minicamp's next Friday. Woo! Can't wait for that. We're already here. It's not going to be as exciting as last year where it was, oh, my gosh, look at five, throw the ball. You know what we needed to get on video here during the commercial break, Ben Strober? Speaking of rookie minicamp,
tell me.
I need to know if you think that I if you think I can do it or not.
Oh no! Don't tell me you're going to talk about the Josh Connerly challenge.
Coming up next, we're doing the Josh Connerly challenge.
Oh my! All right,
we may do it live on the air. It's a Sunday.
This is the radio.
This is the radio, but the people can hear me.
You want me to do the play-by-play of it?
I would actually.
Let's get some reps in, right?
I would be honored if you did the play-by-play of me doing the Josh Connerly challenge.
All right, I guess just tease it.
That's next. They're on the fan. Josh Connerly challenge. Don't go anywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you ready to start doing play-by-play here?
Yeah.
So, we're going to have a programming adjustment here. I'm not going to do it during this segment.
Okay.
I have to use the bathroom really bad. And let's just say I can't do the Josh Connerly challenge under these set of circumstances. It's the best way that I can put it. It would no longer be the Josh Connerly challenge. It would be the radio accident challenge.
We can't have that here.
I'm sure I've already won that. But it has been something that has like swept the DMV area, the Josh Connerly challenge. The Commanders' official team site even posted it. Shout out my guy Deuce, man. Red Zone in the Lab.
That's the homie.
Yeah, man. He's a very, very funny guy. One of the absolute best. To me, man, when I look at what's happened here, oh, wow. Okay. Ben, I just got some crazy news. I didn't even realize.
What?
Remember I told you I thought I was going to be on radio all day today. I am not going 2 to 6. I will be 10 to 2 a.m. So I am having a night. Anywho, Yeah, I know. I know.
What?
Yes. Well, it gets like that, though.
No Cinco de Mayo for you.
No Cinco de Mayo for you. Boy, well, I told you, I'm an old curmudgeon anyway, so I don't party anymore. But we are going to do the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge right here on the air. Shout out to the new rookie tackle for the Commanders. Brought him up because rookie minicamp is next week. Friday, May the 9th, the first day as the media, we'll get to lay our eyes on those guys. So I'm super duper excited for that. But a guy, Red Zone in the Lab, Deuce, what you all know him as, did this challenge, man. There's this video of Josh Connolly, the new rookie tackle, starting on his knees, kip-upping into his stance, and kick-stepping for three steps. It's a hell of an athletic feat. If this was 2015, they'd be calling it the Linnell Willingham Challenge. But it's not. It's 2025. It was 10 years ago. I have some doubts and reservations. I'll be real, right? Ben, have you tried this on your own? You had to.
I haven't tried it.
You liar.
I'm not lying.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I have gotten like a practice attempt in my apartment. I mentioned my knee's been hurting.
I can only imagine you like just getting on the carpet or whatever in your apartment.
Oh, yeah, carpet, baby. It's a sight to see. No, it's awesome, though, because I love how the team has leaned into this, man. Like, that's the stuff that gets fans excited. That's the stuff that makes fans want to engage on social media and come up with cool, creative ideas like the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge. So shout out our guy, Red Zone in the Lab, a.k.a. Deuce. We're going to do it here on the air. Got Ben Strober, play-by-play maestro. Going to do play-by-play of me doing it. I'll keep the mic on. I may even go live on X while we're doing this.
Are you serious?
We'll have a good time with it. You know how I am. It's N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P, Ben. That's big time player. So I feel like I'll only be able to do the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge if it's live.
What are your haters going to say if you don't succeed at this challenge? Because I know you got a rapid group of haters that will be ready the second to get their fingers going and press post if you fail. I know you're ready for that challenge, though.
First and foremost, Young Strobes, the American philosopher, I forgot the rapper's name, said if you don't got no haters, you ain't popping. What people are going to say? Quite honestly, I don't care what people are going to say because I'm more athletic than 95% of our listening audience, despite what our resident senior citizen, Rick Doc Walker, has to say about me. Shout out to DOC, by the way. Coming your way next, 1 p.m. Eastern time. No, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's going to be dangerous. Don't try this at home. I guess you should try this at home because we're trying to promote the challenge. But I am a little bit nervous about it. I'm in our 1015 Half Street Studios. I'm in the other studio, the second studio that B. Mitch and Finley work out of. Really, only me, B. Mitch and Finley, and Toby work out of this studio. So it's our studio.
I'm getting a look at the studio from my vantage point. I'm going to see if I can, like, stand up.
Is there enough space? Yes, there's enough space.
I can't see the ground from where I'm looking. So it's going to be tough to exactly see how you do, but I'm going to do my best
to
call it.
That's what makes you a good play-by-play guy. Well, you could hop on the other mic and do it that way.
I could maybe do that.
Either way, man, I brought up the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge because I wanted to get into the Washington Commanders. We will do the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge live here on the air next. I can't believe I'm really teasing it. That means I have to do it. No, I haven't got the chance to talk to you, Young Strobe, since the NFL draft concluded. 5 picks for Washington, the first of which was hashtag Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge. He pencils in as the starting right tackle for this group. It excites me because the same benefit that you had acquiring Laremy Tunsil, upgrading 2 positions with 1 move, feel the exact same way about Josh Connolly. This move now all but guarantees that they bump Brandon Coleman inside to the interior of this offensive line. And we've talked about this before, Ben.
Yeah, this is what we wanted, right?
The battery of your offensive line moving forward, your guard, center guard combo, Brandon Coleman, Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi, badass. Love everything about it. Were you surprised that they didn't go defensive end in round one?
A little bit. Can I went into the pick? Not entirely sure what they were going to do. A couple of the players that I thought they might key on,
We're there. Yeah.
We're gone at that point. You know, if Starks were there, maybe at 29, consider going that direction. But, I had an open mind because I knew I could trust Adam Peters in this situation. You take the best available player in their board, and I'm never going to complain about getting your line better. The offensive line
for sure
is what makes a football team good. And we've seen over the years, because this fan base, you know, a lot of people that were upset with the pick because it's not sexy to get an offensive tackle that's a freak athlete with your first overall pick.
Right.
But then these are the same fans that will say, how does Philadelphia get such a great offensive and defensive line? Like, why can't we have a line that's that good and protect our quarterback? You have to draft these players.
Yeah.
You have to draft them. Good tackles don't hit free agency.
It's the most important thing. Like, honestly.
So I was thrilled. I was going to be happy no matter what the pick was, as long as it wasn't a damn kicker.
Well, dude, even as we got toward the end of the draft, when the running back gets selected, I'm praying it's not a kicker. Please don't be a kicker. Please don't be a kicker. So it was just, it was interesting, man, to see this all go down the way that it did. I think they added 5 good football players.
I love Amos, man.
I do, too. I was honestly, it's interesting, man. When it comes to Trey Amos, he projects as a guy. He was a projected first-round pick. So to get him at 61, incredible value, first and foremost. But then he's exactly what you needed in this cornerback room. I love the addition of Jonathan Jones this offseason, Super Bowl champion, a guy that is like an older, more mature version of Mikey Samuels. Still love what he gets to bring to the table from a mentorship standpoint. But now we have a corner in our room that's above 6 feet tall. Now we have a corner in our room that has those ideal measurables for a Dan Quinn type of corner. So we've said this a couple of times throughout the offseason, Ben. This is going to be a much more difficult football team to make this year. And that cornerback spot, I think people are just penciling in Trey Amos opposite Marshawn Lattimore. He's got to beat people out. They're not just going to give him the job, just how they didn't give Jaden Daniels the job last year.
Yeah, and I like that about this football team. I absolutely think you have to earn your spot. I remember last year when the Bears, so this is my problem with the Bears organization, because one, you know, throughout the whole process, Caleb is your consensus number one overall pick. Yeah. I still think he'll be a good football player. I'm not saying anything about him as a quarterback. But for them to name him the starting quarterback instantly, and then people in this town were frustrated that they didn't name Daniels the quarterback, right? I was like, why do you care? Make him earn it.
That,
and look what happened.
That topic fed families last summer.
With, how they didn't name him the quarterback?
You know your boy was in here going to bat. You know my old adage was, competition everywhere all the time. I want the janitors competing for who's got the cleanest floor. I want the cooks competing for who's got the most juicy steak. Competition should be everywhere.
Look what we have now. If it's going to be difficult to make this roster, that leaves the possibility where you have truly good football players who don't even make the team instead of having guaranteed trash on the team that sees the field.
Yeah.
100%. That's where we're at now.
100%. All right, Strobes, I've signed the waiver. I'm going to get another good stretch in here in the break. The moment of truth. Josh Connerly Jr. challenge coming your way next. Right here on The Fan.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I know how to throw bait out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got me. You got me. And there's no way I'm going to allow you to injure yourself again.
What up, DOC? What's going on,
what's
man?
What's up?
What's up,
man? That I'm not going to allow you to rob the DMV of this of a natural resource that you are. It's bad enough that we can't count on a rooster because he's all over the country doing personal appearances. But if you do this, you cannot compete with this savant 20-year-old athletic phenom. And here you are taking on challenges. I got people calling me, you know, saying that you're going to take on the Joker. You're going to take on this guy. I said, look, don't fall for the okey-doke. He's just luring you in. And now I got people calling me saying, hey, you're about to take on the challenge. And I'm listening to you and the young superstar, Strober, and I'm going, he's actually going to do this.
I'm stretching right now. I'm glad you're on the air
Don't
with
do
me
it.
Now so I can stretch.
He's been standing up stretching for the past 10 minutes.
Groin?
I've been standing
What happens
up?
If you rip your groin?
You don't
even have insurance.
I was about to say, you know I'm insured nowadays, by the way.
You have insurance.
I was about to say, I am insured nowadays. So
okay, that's new. News to me. That's news to me.
So I am. Okay, I'm stretching it out right now. If you've seen the video, Doc, I'm sure you have. It's really not that hard.
It's that hard for you. That's what I'm saying. It's that hard for me. We're not in the game.
We're not.
Okay,
we're
not in the
prime.
Game.
We're past our prime.
Yeah, well, you never got to your prime, and I'm way past mine. So what I'm saying to you is that stop it. Well, seriously, because you're frightening people.
I've gotten several tweets since I announced that this is going to be a thing. Our guy AJ at St. Was says, "Let us pray." We should pray here. I'm confident in my ability to do it. DLC, I haven't seen you in a little while. Ben can attest to this. I'm down. I'm down about how many lbs you think, Strober?
Yeah, no, but you are. You
I'm gonna
be,
give
you yo yo
10 right now.
You
at least
yo-yo.
He's gonna give me. He's giving me 10 pounds. That's being very modest.
Hey Ben, don't fall for it. I've seen it before. He's yo yoing.
He said he's been going on walks.
I have been, man. 3.5 miles. Yeah, you've seen the receipts.
He always starts. He never completes. He's a great starter.
I'm like the first leg in a relay race.
Now he's going to take on.
So do I do this barefoot?
NBA players.
Oh, you're not going to.
He thinks Luka Doncic. Now I got people calling me in the morning. Hey, man, your boy challenging Luka Doncic. What?
Well, Luka couldn't guard me. You know it. You watched him.
I said, and I didn't even want to. You know what? It's just because he did it again. He got you. He got you to even if you even consider it possible that he could actually be on an NBA format on a floor with a professional world class athlete.
Hey man,
in a challenge,
you're selling me short. I'm gonna be honest with you. You're selling me a little bit short.
No. But call Anthony Haney.
Okay.
Call Craig.
That's your.
See, I don't even want to say Craig.
That's the ace of your
because
deck.
Craig is a listen. He's a top 10 conditioned elite athlete.
Sure. Absolutely. By the way, it's at NELL_BTP.
_BTP.
If you want to catch it on live on the X app, the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge.
Do me a favor. Don't do it. Because then you're going to be out of work.
Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge. We're doing it. Look, I teased it. I'm a radio host of my word.
Who's going to fill in for you tonight on the national gig?
He's in too deep, Doc. He's got to do
I've
it.
I've already done it. Look, Strobes, you probably already get notifications. I'm assuming the position already.
Yeah, I see
Linnell,
it.
Linnell's got down on both people, knees in the B. Mitch and Finley studio.
Five people are in the studio.
Linnell,
he can't fit in the B. Mitch and Finley
he's
studio.
He's in position. He's got the headphones on.
I'm going to set
he
this
can't
water
fit
up.
In the studio.
I'm going to set my phone up against these waters that were brought to us by Metropolitan Movers, our great sponsor.
Hey, Ben, this is your moment. You can finish the show.
Yep.
I'll just come on early.
All right. Sounds good, Doc.
Here we go.
Here. We got to keep it going, though. We can't have the people thinking we're radio silent here. So I've assumed the position.
Let's do it.
Linnell has gotten down on the ground. He is in position for the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge. This is riveting stuff in our Navy Yard studios.
I may have to get another stretch in. Because once you get down here, that's when you realize, okay.
Another stretch in.
How do I transfer this weight vertically? That's the dilemma that you have here.
Mr. Willingham, unsure of himself,
waking up and getting
continued
out of bed.
To stretch.
Here we go.
This baseball style. Willingham set both knees on the ground.
I give him credit. He's going further than I thought he'd go.
He righties himself. He rocks back
this
and forth.
This is the hard part. It's the leap. I may go no
just
shoes
let's
here.
Grab. No, we'll just go. We'll
do I get multiple
over.
Attempts at this?
Sure.
No.
Three. I'm doing it. Somebody count me down.
I'll count you down.
All right, from five.
All right. Willingham, the youngest in charge in position.
We'll take a break.
He's not the youngest.
We'll take a break. I got to get another stretch in.
Oh, my God.
This is riveting radio. You got to keep the people on the edge of their seats, young Strobe. You learn something here. Learn
they're gonna
something
turn, they're
going
to turn the dial because you haven't done it yet.
Here we go. Count me down from five.
All right.
We got a break in 2 minutes, so I got to have this done in 2 minutes.
Yep, let's
he
do it.
He does look better than the last time I saw him. I'll give him that. He's lost, what, 30 pounds?
I'm down at least 10 or 15. 30 is a stretch. But here we go.
That's the youngest in charge. He's in position. Both knees on the ground in the B. Mitch and Finley studios.
I don't know if I have enough room behind me to hit the kickstep.
Big moment. He continues to be unsure of himself, but I'm going to start counting him down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he goes back. He's done it.
There we go.
The youngest in charge
somebody
has completed
it.
The challenge.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Was it one motion?
Yeah.
What you got to say about that, DOC?
Well, I'm a lot. It's a miracle. You did. You got up. I don't know if you did what he did.
I did it. I may do it again for the people. All right.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Because I want full credit from you. So I'm leaning. It's all about shit transferring the momentum. I probably can't do it again. Rocking back and forth. I'm playing around.
Don't you just quit
here.
While you're here. You didn't rip anything.
We've done the Josh Connolly Jr. Challenge live on air. DOC, I knew that you would. I knew once I threw out that bait, I'd get you. We don't get you.
Yeah, you got me because I didn't want to see you kill yourself.
Well, look, I didn't kill myself. I got it done. If you're out there in the car, you want to go see it. It's at NELL_BTP. I'm out of breath, as you can probably hear.
Yeah.
We're going to take a timeout. When we come back.
You're like, hey, Luca.
We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll get back to the X's and O's. Which Washington Commanders position group post-draft needs the most outside help? That's next here on The Fan. Don't ever let them tell you what you can't do, DMV. Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge in the books. If you missed it, download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to, what was that, Ben? The 11:30 segment to see me do the Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge. I can't believe I did. It was spontaneous. I'll say that. This is what happens when you're doing Sunday morning radio in the first week of May. You gotta get deep in your bag like there's fries at the bottom, people. Clearly, if you watch my Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge, you know I do not skip the fries at the bottom of the bag. So, what'd you think, Young Strobes? You have a grade for me? Do we have riveting analysis? That's what I'm counting on you for here.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a B+.
Wow!
Not bad. Not above average stuff. I'd say, you know, you have made strides. You have lost the 10 to 15 pounds that you're talking about. And maybe you're not reaching into the bottom of the bag for the fries as much as of recently.
I've cut fries cold turkey.
And I commend you for that. That's a very challenging thing to do. I think it says a lot about what you're doing. And now, the athletic display that you just put forth in this little
explosion.
Studio.
The vertical explosion, I think, is what was the most interesting part about it all.
Look, I think if DQ sees that video, which he might. I don't know how much he circulates on social
media. Well, the Commanders
media.
Have been tagging people.
They need to get you on there. They might bring you out. What would you say if Dan Quinn called you and they wanted to put you in pads for a day?
I say, where the hell is the waiver at? I'd be looking to collect me a check. I can go down.
You go down?
Every time I went down in my playing career, obviously, you know, Ben, I've tore my ACL multiple times. I never got paid for it. So I wouldn't mind going down if I'm catching a bag for it.
You got to go out there with pride.
For sure.
Play your ass off the way you would. Come on, man. You're a competitor.
I see it in you. I am a competitor.
I hear it in your voice every day. Look at you. You're on 10 to 2 a.m. today.
I'm fired up. So you can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP if you want to see me participate in the Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge. I think there's somebody on line one that probably wants to chime in to.
I'll say one thing. I had good vibes on the drive down here. I felt like today was going to be a special day here. I don't know why. But here we go. Here we are.
Vibe check is correct, my friend. Vibe check is correct. Wow. I made it. I survived. Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge in the books. I do want to get back on task here, though. Appreciate the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, hopping into that last segment. He's with you starting at 1 o'clock. Can't wait to listen to him on my drive home. I'll say this. I'll give credit to the DOC. That was the extra little motivation I needed. Sometimes you need a little bit of motivation. You understand what I'm saying? To really, really handle your business like a man. And y'all know how I get down. I am the lead professor at BAMU, BMN University. Being an adult, what I've learned, ladies and gents, as a 27-year-old, being an adult is just all about doing things you don't want to do. So there we go. I actually just posted a picture of me in 2019, for those of you that think that I've always just been some sort of, I don't know what you all think that I am. So, Ben, there was this bit before I got my car. I was Ubering to the Metro, to Shady Grove, and then catching the train here. You know how many times I got in the backseat of an Uber, and the Uber driver was listening to the fan or the Team 980 and said, oh, wow, you're Linnell. You're not 700 pounds.
Look at you. You're a big celebrity.
I'm not a big celebrity. That's Doc Walker chastising me ad nauseum. The people think that I like weigh 1,000 pounds.
Look, Doc loves you, man, because the fact that he just connected early. Like, he's not even supposed to be on here until what? He clocked in because he just wants to see you succeed. He didn't want to see you hurt yourself. And, you know, he talks about you all the time. I mean, how many times am I going to have to talk about you in this 1 to 340 show that I'm about to do with him?
Like,
you want to set it over-under?
I was about to say, man, I think
he's always listening, especially if it's you.
I didn't tag Deuce. I got to tag my guy Deuce. But so here's the thing. I think that's probably the lead of his show today is the reaction to the Josh Connerly Jr. Challenge.
He did send me a rundown with all these guests. I wonder, he's going to ask the guests about you doing it. Oh, it's
going
to be great.
It
I can't
going
wait.
To be absolutely awesome. 1-800-636-1067. I do want to get back into football here for a second. The Washington Commanders post-draft, I think we still can go out on a limb and say, you know what? There are still pretty significant needs that exist right now with this group. And maybe I'm overstating how significant the needs are. I would say this. Ben, we were saying this leading into the draft. They had done so well for themselves in free agency that I genuinely felt like, you know what? They don't have to do anything in the draft. Which is why when we got closer to pick number 29 and I see Josh Simmons out of Ohio State on the board, for my money, the best tackle in this class, if he was healthy and had a clean bill of health, I immediately thought, damn, they're going to go tackle, aren't they? Because Josh Simmons is here. And you know Josh Connerly's first name, obviously Josh. So they go, Josh, and my jaw drops. And then they say Connerly Jr. And I was like, okay, I'm interested in it. The bottom line is this, though. They needed another tackle because they needed help on the interior of their offensive line. Them drafting Connerly allows them to officially kick Brandon Coleman inside the guard. And as we talked about before the last break, that battery of this offensive line, that guard-center-guard combo, is now one of the most formidable groups in the National Football League if Brandon Coleman makes the transition to guard as smoothly as I think he will. So this is where it gets interesting, man, because there are a couple of different positions I can look at here. I know most folks are going to point at what I was pointing at as well going into this draft. Defensive end. What type of help could they get at defensive end? And the one thing that kind of surprised me on draft night, is them passing on a guy like Donovan Ezeraku, who you all know I've been championing for ever since I really got hot and heavy into the draft stuff, right? I've been championing for that guy. 16 and a half sacks a year ago, a guy that's got legit burst and juice off of the edge. Definitely thought he could help this football team. But what's my old slogan? We're at the mercy of the evaluator. Point blank. We're at the mercy of the evaluator. You got to buy what Adam Peters and company are selling. Adam Peters and company are so good at their damn job, they can step on grapes, put it in water, and sell it to you as wine. They get it done, man. I'm telling you. And it's the reason why I have so much faith in this group. Now, I will say this, right? Obviously, with the draft, it's not an exercise where you get immediate answers, so to speak. Look at last year's class as an example. Jury's still out on Ben Sinnott Jr. Jury's still out on Luke McCaffrey. Jury's still out on a Jerzon Newton. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's very difficult to do so. Can't rush to judgment with some of these picks, all five of these picks, but I was very honest about it on Saturday when I was here co-hosting with Denton right here on The Fan. I preferred Josh Simmons to Josh Connerly. Trey Amos at 61. I preferred Azariah Thomas to Trey Amos, but I like both of the picks. I think they both come in here and help. Now to the question at hand, 1-800-636-1067. If you want to comment on the Josh Connerly Jr. challenge as well, we're taking your calls on that also. What I want to look at now, though, as we sit here post-draft, rookie minicamp gets underway next week. What is the position in need on this Commanders team that needs the most outside help, that is most desperate for a veteran free agent? Is it the edge rusher spot? Is it linebacker for you? One spot that I don't think we talk about enough, right? It's the interior of this offensive line. Now, it got beefed up organically by moving Brandon Coleman inside the guard, but I still feel like you're an injury away from you kind of having some depth concerns there. Is that the position group for you? I'll tell you what it is for me, and it's a position group that I don't feel like gets a lot of run amongst the fan base and on Sports Talk Radio. The safety position, the cupboard is a lot more bare than you all are willing to admit. And this is no disrespect, no slight, no shade to anybody in that safety room. This is no slight, no shade to anybody in that safety room at all. The Washington Commanders right now are a Quan Martin injury away from having one of the most unreliable, unproven, that's the better word, unproven safety tandems in the National Football League. They need help at the safety spot. We allowed Jeremy Chinn to walk out of the door to the Las Vegas Raiders. And I'll be open, honest, and transparent about it. At this current juncture, as we sit here on May the 4th, right? Wow, isn't today that day? May the 4th be with you. You remember that, Young Strobes, don't you? Then we used to say that all the time when we were in high school. And may the 4th be with you. Isn't today that day? Wow. Another reason to drink. Anywho, I'm kidding, obviously, when I say that. But the safety position to me is huge. Jeremy Chinn played 94% of the snaps last year. Jeremy Chinn was second on this team in tackles. Jeremy Chinn was the enforcer in the secondary. You remember some of the jaw-dropping hits he laid last year. The forced fumble against Dallas. The big hit along the sideline against Pittsburgh. The big hit along the sideline against Cincinnati where he comes over from the hash and absolutely cleans T. Higgins' clock. That's Jeremy Chinn making those big-time plays, man. The Falcons game. They throw it to Cordero Hodge over the middle. Wham! Let me introduce you to the 6'3", 225-pound cyborg that is Jeremy Chinn. But the position for me is safety in terms of outside help. And there is some very favorable outside help available to you. A Justin Simmons, a Quandre Diggs. There are guys out there in the veteran safety market that I think can come in here immediately and help out this football team. Now, the out-of-house free agent that they brought in was Will Harris from the New Orleans Saints. That signing, to me, the thing that stood out the most is, it's a safety that shouldn't have any communication problems with Marshawn Lattimore because they've played together. First thing I thought. But Will Harris is a different football player than Jeremy Chinn. He's versatile, play a little nickel for you. He can play that deep post if you need him to in a pinch. But this is what I need to know. When it's 2nd and 6 in the month of December and you're playing the Philadelphia Eagles for the second time and playoff seeding is on the line and you're one-on-one in that hole with Saquon Barkley, you're gonna get down or lay down. That's my whole question mark. You're going to shake a leg or lose one. Can Will Harris do that? That's my question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Ron in Vienna wants to chime in. Okay, Ron just dropped literally as we were going to him. Let's go to Paul in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Paul?
Yes, hello.
What's going on, Paul? How you doing?
All right. Hello?
What's going on, man?
I don't know what's going on.
You're on the air, like, man.
I'm not on.
You're on the air, brother.
Yes, hello?
Okay, we're not going to do this. Vic is in action.
You're playing the Philadelphia.
Vic, what's going on, man?
What's up, Lunel?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. We are definitely tracking because we have both said for the past, I think, 3 months that Brandon Coleman moving to left guard,
yes,
was ideal for us because it secures our ability to control the line of scrimmage. He has ability to be a multiple-time Pro Bowler, I believe Hall of Famer at left guard. And you don't draft a right tackle in the first round at the per the caliber and ability that young man is out of all if he's not going to play right tackle.
Yes.
More than he's going to play right tackle. Brandon Coleman he played left tackle and he's played left guard with us already in the NFL. So my mind is saying most likely that's what he'll play. But either way, we have better talent on the offensive line, which secures our number one commodity, which is Jaden Daniels, that continues to put us in positions to win and opportunities to dominate the offensive side of the ball. Here's my problem with the draft. We did not draft an edge rusher. And I'm not sold on the edge rushers we have. I said this in the winter, just after the Super Bowl. I said, when you have the uncertainty of the calls that that Joe Witt makes, when you have the lack of attention to detail with fundamental eyes that our guys don't use, I'm going to get to Jeremy Chinn in a second about that, you need somebody that can change the game off their ability alone. And we didn't get that off the edge where the quarterback can't see him coming. Yeah. And I felt we needed to address that. I like that we signed Amos, that we drafted Amos, because a good corner playing field side or playing on the X receiver that is the best receiver on the opposite team, it takes away the quarterback's ability to throw to an insurance to his
safety valve, his insurance policy. I got it right.
Yeah, and when he doesn't have that, he has to hold the ball. Now we've shown the ability to get to the quarterback within maybe 4 to 5 seconds. We haven't shown the ability to get there in 3 seconds. We haven't shown to get the ability to get there and make him uncomfortable immediately. So with a corner that takes away that insurance, it gives us ability to rush the passer and get the deep, get off the field on third down and throw off the timing of a quarterback's ability to complete passes. Right. But I'll leave with this. It still remains to be seen what we're going to get out of our edge rushers.
For sure.
And it still remains to be seen, can we be coached up to get the most out of edge rushers? Jeremy Chinn, though, I ain't mad that we let him go. And I'm going to tell you why. Jeremy Chinn hits like a brick, a missile. He has no eyes. None whatsoever. And I will show you on film.
Well,
whatsoever.
There were too many times. I think there were a couple of times. We talked about this during the season where bad angles being taken, not tackling well. But I think he improved as the season went on. We're up against the clock. I don't want to get fired. So I got to drop you
here,
Vic. We appreciate you calling in, as always. Final hour of power coming up. Right here with the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham here on The Fan.